Welcome to services, Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, July 24th, 1983. Welcome.
Thank you. 428. By the way, we will be having a choir practice this Wednesday night after prayer meeting instead of Thursday night. Debbie will be back with us in about 2 weeks, and we'll start again on a Thursday night. But this Wednesday night, we'll be having it after our prayer meeting. Page 428, let's sing all three verses of these, and then we'll take a rest while Brother James preaches.
Church, and he asked me if I would give a testimony and read scripture during the morning worship. And you know, I thought of a verse that I had asked you all to memorize a few years ago, 1 Peter 3:15. It says something about being ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And so you know what I did? I didn't say I can't do it. Because you know the Bible says to open your mouth and I'll fill it. And so thank the Lord for the words that God gave to me. Today we want to look at some red lights to hell. Down here as we came home at the Breathitt Prairie County line, it says, prepare for a sudden stop.
And I'd like for you today, if you still do not know the Lord yet, to stop. Stop and look and listen. When I was growing up, we used to know this little poem, "Stop, look, and listen before you cross the street. Use your eyes and ears before you use your feet." I would like for us today to stop and to look and to listen. There are some red lights. You know, the Lord was with us every second of every day of every week that we were gone. I almost ran a red light. I said, I almost. If I had run that red light, we would not be here today, probably. We had visited quite a few places around Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we're on our way back to the hotel. And I was tired. Myrna should have been on the wheel instead of me. But I tell you, I praise the Lord for her shouts to stop. I would have hit a car broadside if I had kept going. Had you ever thanked the Lord for brakes on a car? Had you ever thanked the Lord for an air conditioner in a car? Airs went out on us two or three times, and we let it rest about a half an hour as we rolled the windows down and let the 80 and 90 degree air blow in, cool us off. Thank God today for what He has done. Before we look into the Bible today, we want to mention some prayer requests, have a word of prayer together. Mrs. Barker, we found out after we got home that she had fallen and broken some bones in her foot. I was wondering how she was doing. Jeanette Barker, she fell with one of RT's children, I believe. That's what I heard. Let's remember her in prayer this week. Thank you, Brother Kerman. Yeah. Okay. We also learned after we got home that Brother Drew Martin and his family have been in an accident. And Brother Drew, some of the bones in his face were broken. A few of his wife's ribs were broken. And one of his twins, a boy, hurts the worst with some internal injuries, I believe. So we want to pray for them today. Also, Janetta's mother, we're going to lift her up in prayer this morning. And as we came home yesterday, we stopped in Lexington and saw my mom. She's back in the St. Joseph Hospital. And we'll be staying there another week or so. Let's remember her in prayer. Also, Ms. Hoskins, how is Lola doing? Kenneth? Well, we appreciate her and know the Lord's still working in her life. And let's look to the Lord in another word of prayer. Well, we don't remember all these in our bulletin today. Father, we do thank Thee that You are able to bless each one of these that have been mentioned and these that are in the bulletin. We just thank Thee, Father, for all that You have done and all You're going to do in each one of our lives. Father, we lift up Mrs. Sizemore in prayer and know that Your grace is certainly sufficient for her. Pray for her family and the needs that they have at this time. We also pray for Ms. Barker. Pray for Brother Drew and his family. We do know you're able to bless them. And we know, Lord, that your word still says that all things work together for good to those who love thee. We pray for my mom in the hospital there at St. Joseph. We know you're able to bless her today. And we thank thee for her prayers for us. And just ask your blessing, Lord, upon her this morning, throughout this week. We thank thee for your word, Lord, that we'll look into. We know your word is true, and thank thee that we can put every ounce of our confidence in what your word says, because your word is forever settled in heaven. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank thee, Father, for your word and the message you've given us for this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. There was a lady one time went to her doctor, and her doctor always said this to his patients. This is the July the 1st Daily Bread page for this year. And he would say to them, take a dose of the 23rd Psalm 6 times a day for 2 weeks. Had you ever tried that prescription for medicine? Take a dose of the 23rd Psalm 6 times a day for 2 weeks. Read it even before you get out of bed in the morning, the doctor would say. And read it thoughtfully. Even if you know it from memory, read it. The Bible today is the book of all books. And we need to take advantage of God's Word. Our key verse this morning is going to be found in the book of Proverbs 29 and verse 1. Proverbs is a wonderful book. Proverbs 29:1 says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Right across the page in Proverbs 28:13 is another key verse this morning. Proverbs 28:13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Today we want to look at some red lights. Some red lights to hell. If you're on the broad highway today, and probably all of us today are on the straight and narrow way that leads to heaven. Many of us, if not all of us this morning, have come to that red light and we've stopped. And we put our faith and trust in the Lord. But if you haven't yet, I'd like for you to stop today and think and look and listen to God's Word. I was traveling one time in Lexington a week or two before we went on vacation. And I was going the wrong way on a one-way street. Have you ever done that? I turned left on a street that was going that way. You know what? There was a fella rolled down his window. I noticed all the traffic was going the opposite of the way I was going. He rolled down his window and pointed his finger at me. I was going the wrong way. Today, my friend, if you're on the wrong road, I am pointing my finger at you. Get off that road. Turn around and get on the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. We were coming through Kansas City, Missouri on Friday. And I was in the outer lane. I shouldn't have been. I didn't know my way through that place. And there was a fellow went around me. You know what he did? He rolled down his window. I've had a lot of these here lately. He rolled down his window and put his arm over the car and did like that to me. That meant I should get in the other lane, in the slow lane of traffic. Today, friends, stop and look and listen. I would like for us today to let the Lord have His way. In our life, every day, there's no hope, there's no peace, there's no joy until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hand. Rest secure in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. That was our theme song on our trip that Brother Ralph Bauer taught us. Let the Lord have His way. The first red light we want to look at this morning is the preaching of the Word. That's a red light. In Acts 2:37, after Peter had preached the sermon at Pentecost, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the other apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" God's word is like a red light saying, stop, stop. You know what God's word spoke to my heart one day? And God's Word spoke to your heart one day. It says they were pricked in their heart and said, what shall we do? The message of Peter brought salvation to 3,000 people in one service. God's Word today will do what nothing else will do. It'll bring men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord. It'll bring salvation. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Paul said in 1 Corinthians, "It pleases God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." It pleases God. When His Word is given out, it pleases Him. Thank God today for the Word. When God's Word is given out, it demands that a decision be made. You know what God's Word will do? It will either harden people or it will soften people. It'll soften their heart or harden their heart. "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." God's Word brought salvation to 3,000 souls. You know who Peter preached about on the day of Pentecost? Jesus. His death, His burial, His resurrection. 3,000 people came to the Lord. But you know, just a few chapters later in Acts, another fellow preached. And I don't know how many people were in this service. But Stephen preached in Acts chapter 7. And it says, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. When Peter preached, they were pricked in their heart and said, what shall we do? 3,000 souls say. When Stephen preached, they heard his message about Jesus. And he had told them that you have taken and by wicked hands have slain. And they were cut to the heart. But you know, it brought different results. They were hardened. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. And took him out of the city of Jerusalem. stoned him to death. God's Word. What result is God's Word going to have in our lives today? God's Word will bring people to the Savior or drive them away. How will you respond? In our Sunday school lesson this morning, Elisha's message to Naaman, it could have brought different results. Go and wash 7 times in Jordan and you'll be clean. He could have gone back home just like he came. But he went and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan and his flesh, a leper, his flesh was like the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. There's nothing in the world like knowing that you're clean. As we were driving along yesterday, Myrna was reading a story in the back seat. She read 2 stories yesterday. I told her after hearing those 2 stories, I felt like I had a good bath. Have you ever felt all clean inside? The Lord can make you clean as you trust Him. How's God's Word going to affect your life when you hear God's Word today? Philip preached to one man, God's Word is a red light to hell. God's Word. Philip preached to one fellow in Acts chapter 8. He preached about Jesus. This fellow said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he followed his Lord in baptism right there in the desert and went on his way rejoicing. The second red light to hell, I believe, is witnessing of committed Christians. In Acts 3, there were 2 missionaries going up to pray. Peter and John got up that morning, no doubt, and said, Lord, use us today for your glory. And they went up to the gate beautiful to pray, the gate of the temple. And they saw this man there who had never walked in his whole life. And he was wanting a handout. And Peter said, Silver and gold have I none. Why was that fellow sitting there? For something. Peter said, We don't have any silver and gold, but such as I have. Did you know what? You and I cannot give to someone else something that we don't have. Peter said, What I have, you can have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You know what Peter did? He took that fellow by the right hand. I like the right hand. I'm not criticizing those who are left-handed. Thank God for you too. But Peter took this fellow by the right hand and lifted him up. He lifted him up. How many people have we lifted recently? How many people's spirits have we lifted by our witness, our testimony? Most of you remember Myrna's brother, Leland, and his wife, Harriet, and their daughter, Kim, who were with us last summer. Kim has many friends. You know why? She smiles all the time. She has a radiant personality. Brother Kermit called the other night while we were gone, and we were at Leland's home. We'd just eaten a big steak. And what a testimony Kim is. And what a testimony, friend, you can be. The witness of committed Christians is a red light. We may be the only Bible that someone is going to read here in Airport Gardens. The life we live. The things we say. A lady at Mrs. Thomas's funeral, as she walked out the door, she said, "What a beautiful Christian. What a beautiful Christian." Such as I have, give I thee. We need to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, Peter and John, as they were going to pray, and they witnessed to this man, and you know what he did? The fellow who was healed, you know what happened to him? The Bible tells us that he went in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." I believe another red light is the prayers of loved ones. The prayers of our loved ones. Did you know what? They may spurn our witness to them verbally, but they can do nothing against our prayers. Let's pray for our unsaved loved ones. I'm reminded of a man that was in jail. It says, "Peter therefore was kept in prison," the same one who took hold of a lame man back in the third chapter of Acts. In chapter 12, this same person is in prison. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. But you know what happened? Somebody was praying. And a light shined down in that prison from heaven. You know the story. It says there that prayer was made without ceasing of the church. There was one time a dentist went by a church where they were having an all-night prayer meeting. And this dentist learned later that they were praying for him as well as many others. And it wasn't very long until that dentist comes to know the Lord. The prayers of loved ones. Thank God for prayers of our loved ones. As I've told you here, I slept in the back room at home, down at the old home place. And many a night I've heard my name mentioned in prayer. And I could not get away from those prayers. Thank God for a praying mom and dad, right? Thank God for a mom and dad who pray for their children. The Bible says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." The last red light we want to look at this morning is circumstances of life. The goodness of God, the Bible says, leadeth us to repentance. God's goodness. In the 16th chapter of Acts, there was two people in jail again, Paul and Silas. Their feet were fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them in Acts 16:25. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. The prison doors opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Circumstances of life. The jailer woke out of sleep. In Acts 16:27-34 we find this. Many times the Lord sends a trying circumstance in our lives to get us to look up. You know, when the sun shines all the time, we tend not to look up as much as when the storms come. And this jailer awoke out of sleep and he knew the prisoners were gone, and so he took out his sword and would have killed himself. The Bible says, suppose that the prisoners had been fled. But you know, Paul said, do thyself no harm. We're all here. You know what? A Christian doesn't have to run from the devil. A Christian does not have to run around storms. He can go through a storm. He can go through an earthquake and be much better on the other side. I know some of your loved ones today are physically ill. But I know this. God's grace is more than sufficient. God's grace is more than sufficient for Jeanette and Earl and all these others that have loved ones who are ill at this time. God can be very, very precious to us in times like this. Maybe you were brought to the Lord by a circumstance. Maybe the Lord spoke to your heart, and you are a Christian today because of it. Something happened. What red light has brought you to Jesus? Are you a Christian today? Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? God's Word is always a red light. The witness of committed Christians is a red light. Praying of our loved ones. I know some of you have unsaved loved ones that you're praying for. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. I appreciated another illustration in the Daily Bread during this month of July. You might remember the illustration of the two hinged door. The cross is one hinge on that door that opens to salvation. Christ was delivered for our offenses. But you know what? If he had stayed in that tomb, it would have been like a door having one hinge. I've never seen a door with one hinge, have you? Unless the hinge is pretty large. Well, the door to salvation needs two hinges. The cross is one hinge. Christ was delivered for our offenses, not his. He who knew no sin became sin. The other hinge, and was raised again for our justification. thank the Lord today. I know not how an empty tomb could my eternal bliss secure. I only know the risen Christ gives joy and peace that shall endure. Christ was delivered. He just let the soldiers take him and nail him to a cross. He willingly gave his life. He gave his life freely. Don't pass through a red light. Every time I see a red light now, I think of Colorado Springs. And what could have happened? I hate to think what could have happened had I run that red light. Don't run the red lights today. Come to Jesus. If you're here and don't know Him yet, or if you're here and a Christian and need to join our church as we receive members, you'd like to rededicate your life to the Lord, you'd like to have a closer walk with God today, we'll wait on you here as Brother Tom comes and Linda comes to play the piano for us. 217. This song says, "Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me." You know, salvation is personally. It's a personal thing between us and God. We can trust Him. When the sun shines as well as in the storms of life, let's stand as we sing, please. This song, Charlotte Elliott, was told by a pastor to come just as you are. You know, we can't quit one bad habit, another bad habit, another bad habit, and then get good enough for the Lord to say, no. We have to come just like we are. And the Lord will rid us of all of our bad habits. Whatever we need to lay aside, the Lord is able to make a new person out of us, give us a new love, a new longing, a new life. Let's sing that last stanza, Brother Tom. We do appreciate everyone that filled in for us while we were gone, and certainly know the Lord was with you all as He was with us. We will be having the church training tonight at 6, and our evening service at 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget the announcement that Ms. Johnson made. And I want to wish her again a happy